There's a in the beginning of Parshas Noach, when the pasuk talks about the instructions to Noach to build a teva, and then he's instructed to take kachlcho mikol machol asher ye'ochel v'asafto elecho, and take from all the food that's needed for the people, for the animals, and for everyone on the teva, and gather it in so that you will have the appropriate sustenance for the time that you'll be in the teva. So the Ralbag here says, Hatoyeles harevi'i v'hu b'midois. There's a toyeles in midois in this command to Noach. V'hu shekvar hoilosnu hatoyro toyeles niflo b'mashe sipro me'atzivu ishetzivu Noach b'asiyas hatevo b'ze oifen asholim. The Torah already told us a very major benefit in what Noach was told to build a teva. B'derech sheyushlam bo hashmira. In a way that there should be the ultimate protection to all of the people who inhabit the teva. He was told to make it appropriately and to finish it in such a way it should be protected from the water and so forth. And he was given instructions in how to make it as safe as possible, and that's a message that we should get. And person is mechuyev to take care of his personal situation and to protect himself and to protect those that need his that are under his supervision and so forth. But then he says, "V'hachnosas hamizoynos bo sheyaspiku loy biyosei b'tevo te'elis niflo." And he gives us also a toeles niflo, an amazing toeles, in the extent to which he has to go to bring in the proper food, which should be enough for everyone who's going to inhabit a teva. For who? Shegam ho ish hatzadik. Also, the person who is a tzadik, like Noach, asher hu mushkoch mehashem yisale, who is watched so intimately from Hashem, the hashkocha protis that's on him. Ein roi sheyisrashel mipneize mehachonas haterif lebeisoi. It's not appropriate that he should be negligent, that he should be lax in because of this, that he has this confidence that Hashem is trusting, is taking care. Hashem watches over him, and he's going to be a little bit lax in getting in the needs, the sustenance that he needs for his house, for his family, for his charges. And to act in the appropriate hanhoga in which he can completely deal with the proper health of the guf, taking care of his own body and his own bodily needs in the way that's appropriate. Mipnei bitchoi b'Hashem yisala. Because he has bitochen in Hashem, kishayachshav sheyamtzi loy mizoynoi uvriusoi. He says, Hashem will take care of me. He'll take care of my needs. He'll give me my food. He'll make sure that I'm healthy. And therefore, I don't have to be so concerned about all of these details. I don't have to worry about bringing in all the food. I don't have to worry about everything that has to do with hygiene and all the other things that are going to be relevant to the health of the inhabitants of the teva. He says, V'kol shekein, that's about a tzaddik like Noach, who had such, who was mushkach by Hashem, by Yisrael, with such hashgocha that Hashem has taken care of him already, and or takes care of him, and he has bitochen that Hashem will continue to give him everything. Kol shekein shara anoshim, asher ein roi shiyisrashlo b'zeh. Certainly other people that are not on his level, they should not be negligent in this at all. Omru Zal, Chazal said, L'man yivarecho Hashem alikecho. The posuk says, in order that Hashem should give you brocho, so the Chazal say, Yochol Yoyshe Botel. What do you think? You think Hashem will give you brocho and you'll sit around doing nothing all day long? Talmud Loimar, the Torah says, B'chol Asher Ta'aseh. L'man yivarecho Hashem alikecho, B'chol Asher Ta'aseh. Don't think you should sit bottle and Hashem will give you brocho. Elamai, you have to do and Hashem will give you the brocho. And just here to point out this, the Ralbag says, is a toeles in midos. He's not just telling us what we should be doing. Hey, there's a mitzvah to take care of your things, and you should be mishtadl. It's good to be mishtadl. You should do your work, do your effort, do your responsibilities, take care of your family, take care of your charges, make sure that their situation is safe, make sure that the health conditions are appropriate, and make sure that they have what to eat. It seems it's much more than that. Be'etzem, Noach was so mushkoch b'hashgocho that he was relying on Mipnei Shebotchu Bashem Yisala Kishayachshav. He thought Sheyamtzi Loi Mizoyin Over Yusoy. Noach was confident Hashem would take care of everything. He'll make sure. At least he told me to make a teva. Okay, I make a teva. And now, in terms of what's inside, we can walk inside with nothing. We can walk inside with a sandwich for lunch. And everything will be taken care of, and Hashem takes care of me, and I trust that He'll take care of it, and I trust He'll take care of all the hygiene conditions and everything that's needed over there. But it seems that Noach is being told that he has to deal with this. Why? Because otherwise he would be the negligence. And Yoroili Srashel Mipneze Mehachonas. He'd be Misrashel. He's engaging in a midah of negligence. And he says, other people certainly would be even worse. They're more negligent. His negligence, at least, is based on the fact that he knows there's no problem. He's confident that everything's going to be taken care of. So he's not really be'etzem, derelict in his responsibilities. But there's a midah of his rashlus that's setting in. Lemaisa, I'm sitting around. We're sitting around. 500 years he built this table. The work that he put in, the efforts, and when he got into the table, we know all the things he did, the level of commitment that he had, and took care of each animal, and fed each animal in its proper time, and so forth. But had he not taken care of this, and just allowed the situation to go according to what he was confident in Hashem that would take place, because he was mushkach me'Hashem in Hashgocho, and he was Batuach boy that Hashem will take care of and provide for all the mezainis and all the health conditions. But had he done that, which wouldn't have been a violation directly, I mean, the Torah says he has to do it, but this is the reason. The reason is because of the midas, because the end result would have been that he's now he's a negligent person. He has affected the midah of negligence. What's negligence? I'm not being negligent. I know everything's taken care of. Negligence would mean, I would say, that listen, you have a responsibility. You're not sure it's going to take care of it, but let someone else do it. Don't worry about it. Maybe it'll be done. Maybe it won't be done. That's negligence. But when I know it's going to be done, that's not negligence. Could sit and learn. He could sit and say tilim. I'm sure he had other things to do, you know, after 500 years of trying to be moichiach, not moichiach, but to set an example for the generation and to prevent the mabul from taking place. But there would have been, he's not doing. There's something that be'etzim is necessary, and it's only because he knows that Hashem is going to provide it that it's not necessary, and he's not participating in that. There's a certain midah of negligence that sets in, and that's a kilkul in the midas, and that's Taka, he says, what the posuk means, Hashem's giving you the brocha, but you might think, maybe I'll just sit, the chol asher taaseh seems to be because we can't allow his rashlus to take root, even when we're assured of the results. When we're not assured of the results, and I'm lazy, I'm negligent, I'm irresponsible. But I'm not irresponsible because I'm assured of the results. But I'm sitting around doing nothing. I'm not taking care of a real need that exists. And that creates in the person a midah v'srashus, which is a kilkul, which will not only is it inappropriate in this situation, but it's inappropriate in this situation because it'll affect everything that he does. His whole personality, his whole midas will now be affected from this hisrashlus, which is not really a negligence in the sense that the job is going to be done. It's just that I'm not participating. I think that when it comes to midas, sometimes we underestimate the long-range effect that things like this have. We discussed a little bit on Shabbos, the long range, the generations later, it even impacts on a person, Asher Bonu B'nei Ho'odom, and Kfuye Toiva B'nei Kfuye Toiva, even by the Dor HaMidbor, that it stemmed all the way back to other Mauritians, Kfiyas Toiv. But besides that, in the person himself, he's mekalkal that midah. He's mekalkal this, and he didn't do anything terrible. But is that? Something needed to be done. It was going to be done. But he said, be careful. You know, many times we take the attitude, someone else will take care of it. And maybe rightly so. But Lamais, if someone else takes care of it, then and I'm not doing b'chol asher ta'aseh, and I'm sitting and I'm being sitting yeshiv bottle that could create a kilkul which can damage and affect me in so many ways, in so many, in such a distant future, even beyond ourselves into our descendants, but certainly in our own lives. And I just think that.